shadows of the night, waiting for one who cares, one who will show me a secret delight, touching my face with silent kisses. I wait for one who will look into my eyes and see the longing there, one who will love me with soft, tender sighs and kiss me with his lips so young and fair.
That was music from a Valentine's Day program, or release of Valentine's theme program from a year ago at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, that was directed on the occasion by Stephen Fiol, who has often directed operatic productions and other things at the Krannert Center, although most of his career was spent at Millikan University, and he's going to be directing an upcoming performance as part of the University of Illinois Opera Studio. It is a new musical called Love Games, which we'll be hearing more about today because Steve Fiol and one of the other hosts and participants in a program Sunday night is with us, Barbara Hedlund. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local performances. And the event we're talking about is called That's Amore. They're billing it here as Your Ultimate Valentine's Dinner Experience and Love Song Serenade. That already sounds pretty good to me. It's going to happen at Menecci's at the Crossing, which is a new location for that particular Italian restaurant in Champaign, and Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Steve and Barbara, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Hi, thank you.
So, Steve, you were on this program, well, I guess must have been about a year ago, or maybe it was even before that, when you were doing a musical, directing a musical at the Station Theater in Urbana that had some of those songs, that, including the one that
That's correct.
Just
it was
heard.
A year ago last summer.
Mm-hmm. So, have you just got a thing for love?
You know, I've got a thing for chamber works, actually, if you want to know. I've done a lot of large shows as well, but there's something that's really fulfilling and rewarding to me about doing smaller works, more intimate things. But particularly for the Station Theater, I thought it was suitable to have something that had a more of a controlled number of folks on the stage at one time.
Remind me the name of that.
That was called musical? The Game of Love.
Oh, that was wonderful. I of course you had some singers with you when we featured it here on Live and Local. Then I
Correct.
Did go see the show. It was a great deal of fun.
Yeah, indeed.
And this song that we heard was?
That is a song from the new musical Love Games by Joseph Turin. It will be a premiere, and it is based on a play by the same author, the same playwright who wrote the plays that you saw in the Game of Love. This is based on the play called Reigen or Laran by Arthur Schnitzler. He was a Viennese dramatist in the was born in it during the Civil War, lived into about 1932, I believe. And he was a physician, but he took up his passion was actually psychiatry, and he wanted to study the implications of romantic love, and he was a colleague of Freud's. They both lived in Vienna at the same time, were Viennese Jews, and he, of course, Freud was interested in studying romantic issues also, but from a slightly different position.
Yeah. A little different attitudes.
Yes,
a little
bit
of a take
yes.
on the whole notion.
But they admired one another very much, and so this was the one that really got him notoriety. The first plays that were used for the Game of Love were called the Anatole plays. They were seven one-act plays, of which Tom Jones, who was the lyricist, wrote, took five of them, and put them to music of Offenbach.
Are we talking about Tom Jones, the Welsh singer?
No.
Another Tom
Jones. No, the other Tom, the guy who wrote the Fantastics, did the lyrics for Fantastics.
But not the one in the Henry Fielding novel.
No, I guess Henry Fielding. No, that's a different Tom Jones, with a great eating scene in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yes. Exactly.
So it was really, it was interesting because Barbara was playing for the Game of Love at the Station Theater. It was playing cello, and she was talking to Joe and said she was doing this musical.
Joe Turin,
the composer. Thank
whom
you.
Whom we haven't mentioned yet until just this moment.
And so they were old colleagues, and he said, "Wait a minute, I wrote a musical once back in the 80s based on a Schnitzler play." So he finally called me and said, "Would you be interested in mounting a production of this?" And I tried finding theaters that might take new works, and it became complicated. And so I said, "You know, why not just do it right here in my hometown?" So I approached the folks in the opera program, and they thought it was fine. So we are doing it in April 29th and 30th in the Caldwell Playhouse Theater. And it's a two-act, 10-scene musical. Admission is free, but we also have a problem of a very minimal budget for the production. So we are trying to have a fundraiser, which will take place this Sunday the 9th at Menechi's. You can come, bring your sweetheart or your partner, and have a delicious dinner. Part of the proceeds will go towards funding at least some of the production values that we think we need.
And, of course, you know, if you're single, you can just come yourself and
suppose.
Right,
and dream. And there are some people who are—
Bring some friends and just have a good evening.
Right, and you can— There's going to be a nice crowd there, but we still have room for reservations. If you could tell them where to call and who to talk to, it would be helpful.
Sure, we will do that, and we'll mention it again as time passes. By email, it's cran-tix. That's not the one?
That's for the program.
That's for the program itself.
It's the phone number and email address for Phyllis Klein, who is the founder of the Illinois Opera Theater Enthusiasts.
Okay, well, we'll have to find that during—
page one, under that red ribbon.
We'll find that during the— I'm looking at the wrong page. That explains that. Here we go. Phyllis Klein, her phone number, 217-344-4806. And email address, P as in Phyllis, LCLINE@comcast.net. Again, we'll repeat that later. It's a program called That's Amore, your ultimate Valentine's dinner experience and love song serenade Sunday with hosts Ronald and Barbara Hedlund, Stephen Fiol, and Kara Chowning. Kara is the principal. I don't know what her final title is in the Lyric Theater program at the University of Illinois.
Principal coach.
She's going to be a music director.
And assistant conductor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be music director for Love Games, which is coming up in April. Well, let's hear some of the music that's going to appear on Sunday's program. This is one that people will know from the musical South Pacific. Performance we're going to hear was one given by the Danville Symphony Orchestra in its 40th anniversary season.
Right.
Was this— I haven't listened through. Are there vocalists in here?
There is a vocalist on track four.
Is this one you're related to?
This is a person I've been married to for almost 40 years now. His name is Ronald Hedlund. We have an arrangement of this beautiful song with voice, cello, and piano that we plan to present. It will not sound like the symphony orchestra, but we did have this particular recording available, so I brought it along today because we want it to be an enchanted evening for our guests.
Sure, and it's the Danville Symphony conducted by Jeremy Swirling here on Live and Local. Thank you.
enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. Then somehow you'll know. Somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing, someone may be laughing across a crowd. Explain it. Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you.
Ronald Hedlund with the Danville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Swirling, a concert that I was very pleased to have attended in their 2006-2007 season, which was their 40th anniversary season, the program called Songs of the Heart. And, of course, that's Some Enchanted Evening from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. And it happened to have been Ron Hedlund's birthday on the occasion. I remember there was a bit of a party afterwards and a fabulous cake. Nobody had the heart to cut.
We didn't cut it. We took
never
it home.
Did cut it?
We cut it at midnight finally, but the characters that were on the cake, it was an opera house cake made by Christine Sevick Johnson, who later went on to augment it and won prizes at the Sugar Arts Show. And we still have all the little opera characters in our freezer. We have never eaten them or cut them. We just can't bear to do it. They're so wonderful.
And that's the voice of Barbara Hedlund, who's Ron's wife. And not that the cake has anything particular to do with our conversation at the moment, with our topic at the moment, but I suppose sweet things relate to love in any way. We are talking about a program called That's Amore, Your Ultimate Valentine's Dinner Experience and Love Song Serenade is going to happen Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at Menechi's at the Crossing, not the Menechi's on First Street in Champaign, but the one out at Village Green in Champaign. The program Sunday evening is at 6 o'clock. And my guests are Barbara Hedlund, who along with Ron are co-hosting the event with Stephen Fiol and Kara Chowning. Kara's going to be playing piano, and Steve is director of the production for which this is a benefit. It's a musical by Joseph Turin called Love Games, and it's going to be happening at Opera Studio at the University of Illinois coming up in April. Steve, you mentioned that Barbara knew Joe Turin, and I've seen his name a number of times, affiliated with you, Barbara, somehow or another.
Well, I think that the reason the name Joseph Turin is familiar to audiences here is because in 2007, the University of Illinois Opera Program presented his opera, The Scarecrow, which Stephen Fiol was the director. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, the same week, although I think I planned my production earlier, I was producing his soundtrack to a classic black and white film called Miss Sadie Thompson with Gloria Swanson for the Ebert Festival. And later on, we realized that both productions were happening in the same week, which at least was convenient for him and to travel because he only had to make one trip. And then the Wind Ensemble has performed a number of his works
at the University of Illinois.
I actually met him when we were in the New Jersey Symphony in the late 70s. And we did an off-Broadway version of A Little Night Music, Stephen Sondheim, and he was music director and pianist for the show, and I was playing cello.
And what did he play in the New Jersey Symphony?
He's a pianist, besides being a composer.
Symphony.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's a fabulous pianist.
And Steve, you referred to this as a new musical, but you said it's also one from the 80s.
Well, here's what happened. He wrote this musical, and it was performed by an equity company just outside of New York City. He got a very, very nice review in the New York Times, but he put it in a drawer and forgot about it, which is hard to imagine. But it was brought back to his mind when Barbara talked to him in a year ago this last summer. He took the piece and revised it, updated it, and wrote a cello part for Barbara so that it would have piano, harp, and cello accompaniment. So it is, and if you go through the score, you can see that all the pieces that are handwritten are from the 80s version, but all of the finale written out stuff is current stuff that's been updated. So it's really, it's a premiere of a reworked musical. And it will be the first time anybody has heard it.
Yeah, and Finale, for those who don't know, it's a music writing program.
Correct.
And it also has a new script because
it's a new script.
Stephen and the production intern, Susan C. Boyle, not the singer, but another Susan Boyle who does also sing, and I worked on the entire libretto to update it and make it a little bit more concise for this particular production. And maybe for this more contemporary audiences.
And we no doubt will be having a feature on the musical when we come closer to it. And
yes.
Because nobody has learned it yet.
Right, we're working on it.
Just the parts we recorded.
But that's a few months away to go. We do have another tune from Love Games.
Correct.
That was performed at the Krannert Center about a year ago.
Yes, it was Valentine's Day, February of 14.
On the day itself. Right.
On the day itself, Thursday. Yeah.
So what is this particular one now? This is the one with Bethany Stiles and Jim Mayer,
Herr Alfred,
I think.
This is called Herr Alfred. And it's a piece by that is talking about a young gentleman who is trying to basically seduce the chambermaid. And so you will hear how that goes for them.
And we should say that this play, as called here, A Roundelay of Love. It's basically a series of seductions in one form or another.
Right. It's a commentary on the moral sort of change of societal values that were going on at the turn of the century, Vienna, and the upper class were having liaisons with the lower class, and so on and so forth.
So on and so forth. Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Yes. Right.
From Love Games by Joseph Turin, here on Live and Local.
Come here, Marie.
Yes, sir.
Your blouse.
Yes?
Your blouse.
Yes?
Your blouse is, well, what I mean, the bluest blue I've ever seen. I've never seen a bluer one. What's more, your skin.
Yes?
Your skin.
Yes?
Your skin is, I quite insist, the whitest shade that can exist. There's never been a whiter skin before.
Oh, Herr Alfred!
And skin that's white beyond compare, and blouses of a blue so rare, deserve to be admired by someone like me. Someplace like there, someplace like there.
Suppose the doorbell rings.
Your hair.
Yes?
Your hair.
Yes.
Your hair has the roundest curls I ever saw on any girls. Not many girls come even close, I swear. Then two.
Yes.
Your hose.
Yes.
Your hose have the softest feel from thigh to knee, from knee to heel. There are no hose as soft as those you wear.
Oh, Herr Alfred.
And hose as soft as those you wear, and hair that curls just like your hair, deserve to be admired by someone like me. Someplace like there, someplace like there.
But Herr Alfred.
Like there.
Someone may call.
Right there.
What if the doorbell?
There.
Oh, Herr Alfred.
Herr Alfred from Love Games, a musical by Joseph Turin, which will have its premiere of the revised version coming up in April at the University of Illinois. And we heard Jim Mayer and Bethany Stiles from a concert that was given at the Krannert Center, a performance that was given at the Krannert Center of various songs a year ago on Valentine's Day. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast set is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. And if you want information on That's Amore, the event we are talking about, this portion of the show, it's a fundraiser for the opera studio presentation of Love Games coming up. You can probably most easily find it at Barbara Hedlund's own website, which is barbaraheadland.com, mm-hmm. and under special events.
Unless you're a Facebook user. There is a Facebook event in a page for That's Amore also.
Okay, That's Amore.
Or Eventful. Also have it posted on Eventful.
Okay, so various places to find it. The event is Sunday evening at 6 o'clock in Menechi's at the Crossing. And if you want to make reservations, you can email or phone Phyllis Klein, who is the person who organizes the Opera Enthusiasts organization for the University of Illinois Opera Program, or as it's now called, the Lyric Theater Program. Phyllis Klein's phone number, 217-344-4806. Her email address, plklein, C-L-I-N-E, at comcast.net. And what else is going to go on besides, well, why don't you just give us an overview of what's going to happen Sunday night?
Well, I'm going to let Barbara talk too, but basically people are going to come in at 6 o'clock, and they will have a choice of 5 entrees that are specially selected for this event, and they will have...
Steve and I picked our favorites.
And also your favorite entrees?
Our favorite entrees, and also the ones that, that owner Robert Meister had said were the favorites that people often ordered. Mm. But we got a chance to put in our bids for a few good items as well.
And they can have 2 glasses of wine or beverage of their choice. They will have, all the ladies will get a rose.
Rick, our florist, has donating a rose for every mm-hmm. lady.
And then, of course, dessert, which will be quite special. And then it will be followed by about 45 minutes of vocal music performed by Ron Hedlund and 5 members of the Love Games cast.
And those folks are all students at the University of Illinois?
They are. They're either undergraduate or graduate students. And
one alumni, right, I think?
One alum, yeah. Yes. And one of them is a doctoral student, and the alum is a graduated. Well, you've heard him on here in that Griffin Candy.
Good Griffin Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed his performances that I've heard.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He's the only tenor in this production, too.
What? It's a show about love, and you have one tenor.
No, I mean in the Love Game show. I was looking at the cast list, and there's a lot of soprano and lyric baritone parts.
Yes.
And then there's one tenor part.
Right. And that's Griffin.
And that'll be the part that Griffin will sing in the production.
Well,
although he'll be singing Sunday night as well.
He will. Okay. Well, it sounds like a really pleasant evening. And, of course, it's a little early for Valentine's Day, so you have to jump on this one.
Right.
And it'd probably be all the bigger a surprise, I suppose, if you take your sweetheart and don't tell her what's happening.
Right.
Or tell him what's happening, for that matter.
Yes.
Well, hopefully they'll earn some brownie points by doing that.
Does that mean then they also have to do something on Valentine's Day? That's
not necessary. I don't
not
know.
Necessarily.
I guess it depends on the couple and how long you've been together.
It could go either direction, I imagine.
Yeah, if you're trying to impress a date early on and you show her that you're sophisticated and you're willing to treat her to a very special evening, you know, maybe there will be another Valentine's dinner the next week. I don't know if it fits their budget, but who knows?
Well, it sounds like a fine evening to me, and it's always great to hear songs like the one we're going to go out with, which is a September song. This was a Kurt Weill song?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
From a particular musical?
Knickerbocker Holiday.
Mm. Yeah, right.
This is also a song that Ronald and I do together. We have arrangements with voice, cello, and piano that we do in concert a lot, and so this is one of the songs that we had planned to present Sunday night. And this is a song that's maybe for couples who've been together a little bit longer.
Yes, I imagine so. So that's the voice of Barbara Hedlund, Ronald Hedlund, her husband, will be singing along with the cast of some of the cast members of Love Game, Stephen Fiol. Can it be said that you're directing Sunday's program?
I am emceeing it.
Emceeing.
Yeah.
But you'll be directing the new musical Love Games, based on Arthur Schnitzler's play, Reigen. That's going to be coming up in April. You'll certainly hear more about it here on Live and Local once Steve gets in touch and says, hey, I've got some singers for you. We've got a show. And just actually before we do go, just really quickly, Opera Studio is separate from the U of I Opera program.
It is.
Or what is now called the Lyric Theater Program.
Yes, it is a class as opposed to, it is an academic class, sort of. I mean, mm-hmm. in the sense that that's where they learn their craft and they do exercises, and that often includes doing, last semester they did Amal and also Suor Angelica, the Puccini opera. And so they often will have every semester in the Caldwell Playhouse, they will have a showing of scenes or something. So this is part of the opera program, but it is not the same thing as the opera theater, what used to be theater and is now
Lyric Theater
at Illinois.
It's going to be very confusing for those who are used to one thing mm-hmm. or another.
Well, it's sort of like learning to say State Farm Center instead of Assembly Hall. Those of us that have been here for so long we think Assembly Hall first, and then, oh yeah, State Farm Center.
I still have no idea what they're talking about when I hear State Farm Center, and somebody has to remind me. It's like, well, where is that happening? And I just assume it's in
Bloomington.
Bloomington, right. Normal. Yeah, but it's not. This is a different event. It's going to be at Menechi's at the Crossing in Village Green in Champaign, Sunday night, 6 o'clock. For more information, you can find it on the Facebook page for That's Amore, A-M-O-R-E. Barbara Hedlund's website has it under special events. Or you can contact Phyllis Klein, 217-344-4806, or email plklein, C-L-I-N-E, at comcast.net. Thanks to Stephen Fiol and Barbara Hedlund for joining us on the show. We'll give the last word on this topic to Frank Sinatra.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. When you meet with the young girls early in the spring, you court them in song and rhyme. They answer with words and a clover ring, but if you could examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing. And a plentiful waste of time of day, a plentiful waste of time. Oh, it's a long, long while from to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November. Precious days I'll spend with you, these precious days I'll spend.
Frank Sinatra, September Song, a Kurt Weill tune here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we have support today from Allerton Park in Monticello, hosting an English weekend at Allerton, February 22nd and 23rd. In the spirit of Downton Abbey, this event takes an in-depth look at the attire, cuisine, architecture, and relationships between servant and master in a post-Edwardian era. Details are at allerton.illinois.edu. on yesterday's program, I was talking with trombonist Elliot Chazanoff of the University of Illinois faculty. He has a recital tonight at 7:30, and one of the tunes he was playing was his own arrangement for alto trombone and piano of one of Mendelssohn's many songs without words for solo piano. And I love so many of those so much that I just thought I'd sort of use the topic of romance as an excuse to play. I think this is the very first one, and is played by our pianist also of yesterday, Daniel Adney.
Thank you.
the very first of upwards of 50 songs without words by Felix Mendelssohn, a performance by Daniel Odney here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Among the events you can see and hear live for the next few days is a concert by the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra, which always does a really splendid job, I have to say. That's going to be Friday night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And music director Donald Schleicher, who also runs the conducting program in orchestral studies there, was not able to be with us today. But I always think that, as I say, they do such a great job. I encourage people to consider going if you can. They have an interesting program, music by Heinrich Ignaz von Bieber, which is usually played only by very early music groups, so I'm very curious about that. They're also doing Robert Schumann's Second Symphony and Antonin Dvorak's Serenade for Winds, Cello, and Bass. And thought I'd share with you a recording of the second movement of the Dvorak Serenade. This is the Munich Wind Academy, conducted by Alexander Brezhina.
Thank you.
That's the second movement from the Marvelous Serenade for Winds, and usually adding a cello and a bass by Antonín Dvořák. Minuet and trio, gentle sort of piece, and performed here by the Munich Wind Academy, led by Alexander Brezina. It'll be played by members of the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra on their concert Friday night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. And we're going to hear another movement of one of the other pieces that's on that program in a minute. But let me tell you some of the other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. I mentioned earlier Elliot Chazanoff's trombone recital tonight at 7:30 at the Krannert Center. Coming up very shortly, the SSG Trio, Stevens, Spencer, and Gray, play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana at 5:30, followed at 8 o'clock by the Old Style Sextet. Patty Griffin is at the Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 7:30. Actually, she'll come on a little later. One of my guests of yesterday, A.S. Mitchell, will be opening for her. It's a play called Lost Lake, part of the Sullivan Project at the University of Illinois, directed by Daniel Sullivan and featuring a couple of equity actors at the Krannert Center. 7:30 tonight, and then tomorrow as well, and other performances coming up. We're going to do a feature on that on tomorrow's Live and Local with director, playwright, and both of the actors. So looking forward to that. Donnie Heitler plays at the Great Impasta, as he does every Wednesday evening, a jazz pianist, solo jazz piano, Urbana, 6 o'clock. Bones, Jugs, and Harmony will be at Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook tomorrow evening at 7:30. Megan Johns and Emily Otness, both singer-songwriters, are going to be at the Krannert Center's Uncorked program tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock in the lobby. The Kevin Hart Trio play jazz at Baxter's American Grill in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Also playing jazz, the Chris Bate Quartet at Bouvons in Urbana, 6 o'clock. University of Illinois Jazz Band No. 3 will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also playing jazz, Paul Weddle and Jason Hatterman at Rhythm Kitchen Cafe in Peoria tomorrow evening, 6:30. And that is, I think, what we have time to mention on today's program. Live and Local today is supported by the Friends of WYLL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. The work that will close the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra's concert Friday night at Krannert is the Second Symphony of Robert Schumann. This is the finale in performance by the Revolutionary and Romantic Orchestra on period instruments, conducted by John Elliott Gardner.
Thank you.
That was the final movement of the Second Symphony by Robert Schumann, a performance by the Revolutionary and Romantic Orchestra, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. They were performing on period instruments. The University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Donald Schleicher, will perform it on modern instruments Friday night at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 7:30 in the evening. I'm Kevin Kelly. This has been Live and Local. Stay tuned for All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. It's 5 o'clock.